have said there'd be days like this. You get up on a sunny, hopeful morn. You take your shower, brush your teeth, wash the breakfast dishes, toss in a load of laundry, help yourself to another cup of joe. You're psyched for another day in the mine, just glad to be alive. You go back in the bathroom, get rid of those first two cups of caffeine, and hear the sink gurgling like a bad gargle. Odd, you think. Kitchen sink chimes in, a drain duet. Then you notice the toilet water isn't going down, it's coming up. What the? And then you find the bathtub filling up with, oh my God, with what should never be in your bathtub. Who you gonna call? Crap busters? Being a modern South Ender, I postpone my optimism and pull the shades down on the mocking sun. Ain't no sunshine when the sewage comes home to roost, trust me. Then I go to my computer and Google up invasion of the turds, pass up the first ads and go to the how-to and YouTube and the suicide hotline. I pick the how-to. The hotline will come later, I'm half certain, but it's a last resort. I have the internet. I have a global support team. I'm no novice to this plumbing paradox. I pretty much know the bad news that's coming. I'm just hoping to find a glimmer of hope. Some yahoo says, check the toilet flow, jiggle it, you'll be good to go. My team focuses instead on more likely and infinitely worse diagnoses. A plugged sewer line, a ruined drain field, or a full septic tank. Pick your poison. The tank was pumped recently, so I'm down to two options. I choose the only one I can fix myself, the line. That was yesterday. I started at the tank and dug down, found the line a few feet down, then trenched back toward the house. An old-growth forsythia thwarted my forward progress. I sawed it off, whacked at its roots, chained it to my truck, and jerked it out like a bad wisdom tooth. Sure, I felt bad. For me. Its roots were what had clogged my line where the pipes had broken. Iron to clay to PVC. It was like an archaeological dig through plumbing eras, Roman to modern. Today I joined the new pipes, ran some serious water as a test, and filled the grave. I tell you, there's a damn good reason to keep the old outhouse.